This morning, America's First News starts right after this.
Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. Fortunately, GEICO makes it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. It's a good thing, too, because having a home is hard work. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. GEICO.com. Easy.
From Compass Media Networks, this is America's First News. This morning, with your host, Gordon Deal.
The ACA remains intact. Good morning, I'm Gordon Deal, along with Jennifer Koschenka, on this Friday, June 18th. Glad you could be with us, and here's what we have for you this hour.
A Supreme Court ruling means the Affordable Care Act is here to stay. We'll explain the latest decision.
In a separate case, the justices determined that a religious organization is within its rights to deny foster care children to same-sex couples.
Police in Arizona have arrested a man in connection with 8 separate shootings in 90 minutes in the greater Phoenix area. One person was killed.
And why airlines let sick passengers board their planes.
Basically, there is an incentive to fly when you're sick. Airlines penalize people who want to delay flights, delay trips because they don't feel well, because they may be contagious, because they're coughing and sneezing. And this has obviously become a bigger concern.
Scott McCartney at the Wall Street Journal on sick passengers choosing to fly when sick rather than take a financial hit. Police in Arizona are investigating what could be as many as 8 different shootings by a single person in the Phoenix area. Authorities say they have a suspect in custody after one person was killed yesterday and 13 others injured in what appears to be drive-by shootings. Cops responded to reports of an active shooter in the West Valley, about 20 miles northwest of downtown Phoenix at about lunchtime. The shooting spree occurred in towns like Surprise and Peoria. Officials believe the first incident occurred about 11 a.m. on the border of Glendale and Peoria and continued through the area until the suspect was detained shortly after 12:30. Sergeant Brandon Sheffert from Peoria Police.
This person going on this spree throughout the West Valley this morning in a period of literally an hour and a half. That is a lot for us to investigate.
At least 4 of the victims were shot and others were injured, either in resulting car accidents or by shrapnel. The 13 injured people suffered non-life-threatening injuries and are expected to survive. The Supreme Court once again has left intact the Affordable Care Act. In a 7-2 decision yesterday, justices rejected a challenge from Republican-led states, ruling the states lacked standing to bring the case. Texas and others wanted to strike down the law on technical arguments after Congress eliminated the tax penalty for those who did not purchase health insurance. The decision concluded that none of the plaintiffs suffered any injury from zeroing out the penalty and thus lacked legal standing. Separately, the Supreme Court also ruled that a Catholic social service agency was entitled to a Philadelphia contract even if its religious views prevented it from allowing same-sex couples to foster children. Attorney Lori Windham argued on behalf of the agency.
I think what this case does is it shows that governments are going to have to follow the rules. And the Supreme Court said governments can't discriminate against religious exercise.
When city officials learned in 2018 that Catholic Social Services had a policy against working with LGBT couples, they insisted the agency come into compliance. Instead, the agency sued. What does the Supreme Court decision on the Affordable Care Act mean for our medical care? In-depth analysis from Paul Siegert, managing partner at PCS Advisors, an employee health benefits consulting firm. Paul, your reaction to the decision?
Not surprising. When they had their hearings some time back, even some of the newer conservative justices were, or, you know, conservative or not, Trump-appointed justices had indicated that they felt it was likely severable. Meaning if they did say the individual mandate wasn't constitutional with the removal of the penalty, the tax, supposed tax, then the rest of the law would likely stay. So we were expecting this, I would say.
At least some of this seems to be a technicality because the justices said that the states lacked this standing to challenge the constitutionality. Does that mean potentially somebody who's been hurt by the law can come forward and launch a similar suit?
Well, it's kind of an interesting story. It is a technicality, and they, after the mandate was gutted, essentially. Congress passed the law that took the penalty to zero. That removed the damage. So I don't see a real clear path for other folks to bring the exact same kind of suit. And now this is the third time that the ACA has been before the Supreme Court and been upheld. And I don't expect to see big change. And even if they did shoot down certain parts of it, the reality now politically is that I think the ACA is here to stay, or at least many parts of it that are popular, things like kids on the parents' plan until 26 and covering pre-existing conditions and stuff like that. Yeah. Those won't be changed. It would be political suicide for anyone on either side to propose changing, especially coverage for pre-existing conditions.
So what's it mean for consumers in general?
Well, if you look back at this 10-year run, we used to spend less than when the ACA kicked off, we spent less than $5,000 per person on health care, and we're over 10 now. It's doubled, more than doubled. And we've got deductibles. Not only have those costs increased, we've shifted a lot of cost. Deductible, the average deductible today is $5,000. That's up 87% in that same period of time. And premiums are up more than that. And American consumers hold $85 billion in medical debt. Between $2 and $3 billion of that was added in recent months with COVID. So the report card of our performance in terms of making healthcare affordable is pretty darn bad. What we have done is expanded coverage through subsidies. 31 million people are covered as a result of this law. Most of those, I think it's kind of a little known fact that most of those aren't getting their care or their access to health insurance through the exchanges. Most of them are getting routed to Medicaid. So 2/3 or so, 20 of the 31 million or so, are expansion as a result of expanding Medicaid. So we'll see, that'll likely continue that trend of expanding access to Medicaid and continuing to up the income limits that allow people to qualify. The thing to me that I wish we would talk more about is how can we actually make healthcare more affordable?
Yeah.
And once we have some real discussion around that and bring transparency into the system, we can fight less about this because we can take this sixth of our economy and really get it under control.
Since you brought it up, are we ever having that serious conversation?
I sure hope so. We are within the industry, and I have about 40 of them a week with employers around the country.
Wow.
We just haven't had political will ever that I've seen on either side. When you get some degree of a mandate where you have the House, you know, the Congress is all the same party as the president and so on, you haven't seen a lot of movement there. And there's so much lobbying power in this industry and so much waste. You would think we'd have to get to a breaking point. The conversation we had about Aduhelm, that Alzheimer's drug, is a good example of that. How can you take a $90 billion budget for Medicare's drug spend and add $30 billion to it with one drug, and not, especially one that's not shown to be effective, and not get to some sort of an inflection point? I hope we are.
Thanks, Paul. Paul Siegert, managing partner at PCS Advisors.
This is a metaphor for your business's journey. Sometimes it feels like you're going 100 miles an hour, barely keeping up. But to cruise through challenges, you need someone who's right there with you. That's what Dell Technologies Advisors do. They have the tech advice you need to get past whatever's in front of you and get to where you want to go. For advice on solutions like XPS 13 laptops powered by Intel Evo platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
Glad you're with us. Welcome into Friday. President Biden has signed legislation making Juneteenth, a day commemorating the end of slavery in Confederate states, a federal holiday. During a signing ceremony yesterday, he praised the country's newest holiday as a way to help heal centuries-old divisions and bring about racial justice.
An assault that offends the very democracy, our very democracy. We can't rest till the promise of equality is fulfilled for every one of us in every corner of this nation.
The law took effect immediately, meaning that federal workers will be allowed to observe the occasion today, since tomorrow is actually June 19th. However, the Postal Service will still deliver mail today and tomorrow, since there wasn't enough time to adjust their schedule. The bill was unanimously passed by the Senate and was approved in the House by a vote of 415-14. The last time Congress created a federal holiday, by the way, was in 1983, when lawmakers designated the third Monday in January as Martin Luther King Jr. Day. This portion of the program is brought to you by Harry's. Harry's believes you don't have to choose between a great shave and a fair price. It's why they went into business, and it's why their design team created the weighted ergonomic handle that gives me my closest shave ever. I get a smooth shave and hard-to-reach places that I couldn't with other razors. My whole face equally smooth. That didn't happen before I found Harry's. Ready to try it yourself? Right now, Harry's is offering listeners their starter set for just $3 at harrys.com/deal. Their smart, simple design catches all the contours of your face. Combine that with their quality custom-made blades and shave gel, and you can have your best shave ever, too. Harry's is giving their best offer to our listeners. New customers can get the starter set at harrys.com/deal for just $3. It's a $13 value. You get a 5-blade razor, a weighted ergonomic handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover, again, for just $3. There's never been a better time to try Harry's. H-A-R-R-Y-S. Harry's.com/deal to redeem your offer today. Again, Harry's.com/deal. 20 minutes after the hour on This Morning, here's Jennifer Koshenka.
And now, the three big things you need to know. Number one.
An ominous weather system slowly rolling toward the Gulf of Mexico is threatening to strengthen into Tropical Storm Claudette before slamming on shore across four states. Coastal Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, and Florida Panhandle could face heavy rains and flooding today and into the weekend. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards says his state could see up to 20 inches of rain.
We would encourage you to pay attention to the weather service, to local forecasts on the news, and then also pay attention to local officials as well.
Landfall may occur anywhere from near the Texas-Louisiana border to the western part of the Florida Panhandle.
Number two.
The Supreme Court's latest rejection of a Republican effort to dismantle the Affordable Care Act signals anew that the GOP must look beyond repealing the law if it wants to hone the nation's health care problems into a winning political issue. Thursday's 7-2 ruling was the third time the court has rebuffed challenges to the health care overhaul. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
The Affordable Care Act has won. The Supreme Court has just ruled the ACA is here to stay.
The decision emerged from a bench dominated 6-3 by conservative-leaning justices.
Number three.
At least one person was killed and 13 others injured in drive-by shootings over a 90-minute span yesterday in three cities west of Phoenix. A suspect was detained, but it remains unclear if that person was responsible for all of the shootings. Peoria Police Sergeant Brandon Sheffert.
All we can release about the suspect at this time is it's an adult male. And like I said, he's been in custody. There were no issues with that.
Police in Surprise and Glendale are also investigating shootings in their cities. A new species of the ancient giant rhino, among the largest mammals to walk on land, has been discovered in northwestern China. The giant animal, which lived 26 million years ago, weighed about 21 tons, the equivalent of 4 large African elephants. A completely preserved skull and jawbone indicate the animal had a slender skull and a trunk.
It was a slender 21 tons?
Yes.
Is that what we're saying?
Yes.
This is like a whale on ground,
exactly.
On land.
Yeah.
Goodness, thanks, Jen.
Get out of the way.
As a business owner, you eventually realize you can't do everything yourself, but hiring is complicated. And what if you only need part-time help? Belay, an innovative staffing solution, has successfully matched thousands of businesses with part-time virtual assistants, bookkeepers, and social media strategists. Belay offers you a virtual support team that can transform your workday. Let Belay help you juggle less and accomplish more. Just go to Belay, B-E-L-A-Y, solutions.com/deal. That's BelaySolutions.com/deal.
Thanks for being with us. Sick passengers on airplanes have become a deeper concern for travelers during the pandemic. The controversy around how airlines treat the sick has grown since they give passengers a big financial incentive to fly while ill. More from Scott McCartney, travel writer at the Wall Street Journal. Scott, what's up here?
So basically, there is an incentive to fly when you're sick. Airlines penalize people who want to delay trips because they don't feel well, because they may be contagious, because they're coughing and sneezing. And this has obviously become a bigger concern in the pandemic. Typically, what airlines do is charge you a higher fare for they reprice the trip. So that you end up with basically a walk-up fare if you delay your travel for health reasons. And it's a concern to a lot of people. So it was time to take a fresh look at the issue. It's a tough issue. There's no easy answer to this, but it's one that is getting more attention.
Okay. So as you point out in the story, airlines, in their defense, don't want to be taken advantage of.
Yeah, and we've seen this in many ways, right? You could say, well, you need to require a doctor's note, but then you end up with a system where you can buy a doctor's note on the internet for nothing. Just you know, look at what happened with emotional support animals, and all of a sudden that was a free license for everybody to bring their pet on vacation with them. So I think airlines don't want to be the health police. And they don't want a system where, they're selling restricted fares at a discount, but then you can get around the restrictions simply by saying, oh, I'm not feeling well. So you need a few more days to close the deal. You call in sick to the airline. You meet somebody interesting in a bar and want to stick around for a while. You call in sick to the airline. So all that said, Singapore does allow a pretty lenient system where if you're sick, you can travel on the same price for when you feel healthy, as long as you're within the same season. And they say they haven't had abuse with it. Now, it may be a different story in this country, but I think both airlines and passengers would like to find a way to have a better system.
Yeah. We're speaking with Scott McCartney, travel columnist at The Wall Street Journal. His story is called Why Airlines Let Sick Passengers on Flights. Is there a happy medium here that you've observed or that somebody fair has observed?
Yeah, I don't know. I do think that there ought to be a way that if you think you have the flu or the common cold, look, you shouldn't be on the airplane. Your fellow passengers don't want you on the airplane. People are more militant about this now because of the pandemic.
Yeah, so true. Thanks, Scott. Scott McCartney, travel columnist at The Wall Street Journal. His column is called The Middle Seat. 30 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. This is pretty sobering. Every 10 seconds, someone becomes a victim of fraud or ID theft. And even worse, 23% never recover their money. If you think it can happen to you, that's what they're counting on. But now, there's Aura. Aura is all-in-one protection from identity theft, financial fraud, malware, scam sites, and more. And Aura alerts you to fraud and threats fast, like if your online accounts or passwords were leaked or if someone tries to open a bank account in your name. It's a new type of security service that protects all of your online information with one simple subscription. Aura is easy to set up, and all plans come with $1 million in identity theft insurance to help recover your stolen funds and experienced U.S.-based customer support that's got your back. Right now, Aura is offering our listeners early access and 3 free months when you visit aura.com/Gordon. Go to aura.com/Gordon to get access before anyone else and 3 months for free. That's aura.com/Gordon.
Cutting through the clutter to bring you the people and stories that matter to you. You're listening to America's First News, This Morning with Gordon Deal.
Thanks for being with us. Welcome into Friday, June 18. Gordon Deal, Jennifer Koshenka, some of our top stories and headlines. Supreme Court leaves Obamacare intact. One dead, 13 injured in a series of drive-by shootings in Arizona. The Gulf Coast faces heavy rains today and into the weekend. A system could become Tropical Storm Claudette. Juneteenth is officially the newest federal holiday. The U.S. Olympic track and field trials begin today. World number 2 Naomi Osaka will also skip Wimbledon. Pixar's Luca premiered on Disney Plus this morning. And the adopted dog who walked 40 miles back to her foster mom. That story in about 20 minutes. Time for a business update, and it's brought to you by Capital One. Capital One has no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Capital One NA, member FDIC. Policymakers rightly worry about COVID-19's negative impacts on women in the workplace, but the pandemic has accelerated even more threatening consequences for the economy. Births have fallen precipitously, and the lifetime fertility rate is now at a record low of 1.64 births per woman. What's needed is an average of 2.1 births over a woman's lifetime to sustain the population without additional net immigration. In-depth analysis from economist Peter Morici at the University of Maryland. Peter, explain.
Well, if you don't have net immigration, you have to have a fertility rate among women of 2.1. That is an average rate of 2.1 child per lifetime. You know, and we're down to about 1.64. It's been declining for years. Every time something bad happens, like the pandemic, it declines. It recovers, but never quite to where it was before. 1.64 is terribly low. It puts us in the middle of the pack with Europe. Almost not as bad as places like Italy, but about the same level as China. And you can see the problems they're having. We can't really sustain America simply by importing our new citizens. That's too much of a burden, even if we could get through all the cultural and political problems that we have. We really need to have a higher fertility rate.
Jeez. I don't know what kind of campaign you go on to encourage that, but I mean, what do you do?
What we're learning is that it's really a cultural issue. It's the question of prioritizing careers, both for men and women, because men can help, versus children. The high cost in advanced countries of creating competitive middle-class kids, you know, all this competition to get into Harvard, so you get into an arms race with private schools and summer camps and special experiences. And what families tend to do, whether it's in Asia, North America, or Europe, as they have money, is have fewer children and pour more resources in them to try to maximize their opportunity for success. And in the process, they all have fewer kids. The only place where, you know, child benefits has really worked has frankly been in Catholic and Orthodox Catholic countries. France has a much higher birth rate than Italy. It's not quite at 2, but it's done better. Georgia, in the old from the old Soviet Union with an Orthodox tradition, has done better, and so is Quebec. Now, I'm not saying everybody should rush out and become Catholics. I'm not trying to get into the religion issue, but what it underscores is a cultural thing. Has been pointed out by a leading demographer, careers have a way of taking on a spiritual life of their own. They become a destiny, and everything gets made secondary. And in some ways, that's what's happened to Americans, is that we no longer value home the way we once did.
Wow.
Whether we're Catholics or Protestants or Muslims or Jews or what have you, whatever we might be, or atheists, the culture of this country and other countries is now that way.
We're speaking with Peter Morici, economist, also emeritus business professor at the University of Maryland. He's written a piece entitled Acknowledging America's Baby Drought and says without enough babies, a civilization cannot survive. How much of a role does college debt play these days?
College debt's a big issue because we have people that are basically indentured right into their Social Security years. But in the early years, that causes people to delay marriage, family formation, buying homes, and so forth. All the things that we think of as contributing to having a family size of, say, 3. You know, unless we target the optimal family at 3 instead of 2, we can't solve the problem. Because if you target it 2, let's face it, some folks don't have children because of fertility issues or other choices that they naturally make in their lives. For some reasons, people have always not had children. Some have always not had them. And some have only had one for reasons beyond their control. They intended to have more, but it didn't work out. And so how do we think about suggesting to people they have 3 kids today? You're liable to get stoned. And in reality, what we need to have is a national dialogue about this, to talk about the consequences of a very low birth rate in terms of taking care of the elderly. The burden around 2050 on young people to take care of the millennials when they get old is going to be awfully tough because they're going to be so few workers for old people. Yeah. Now, you can talk about raising the retirement age a bit, but that only goes so far.
Thanks, Peter. Peter Morici, economist and emeritus business professor at the University of Maryland. Coming up next, the realtor who describes her client's home as a little slice of hell. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Is there something interfering with your happiness? We're all dealing with a lot right now. I'm sure you feel the same kind of added stress I do. Then you should know about BetterHelp. BetterHelp isn't a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's professional counseling done securely online. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. Start communicating in under 48 hours. Schedule weekly or monthly phone or video sessions or whatever works for you. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. That's why there's a special offer for This Morning with Gordon Deal listeners. 10% off your first month. Visit BetterHelp.com/Gordon. That's BetterHelp.com/Gordon. And join the over 1 million people who've taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp, they're recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. That's 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/Gordon. Hey, thanks for being with us. Welcome into Friday. It's time now for the Mic Drop with this morning's Mike Gavin.
Good morning. Well, we've been hearing plenty of stories in recent weeks about people behaving badly, seemingly not knowing how to behave in public and interact with other humans after being isolated for so long. A prime example came this week aboard a United Airlines flight where two passengers got kicked off after a brawl over the armrest. According to the New York Post, the incident happened before the flight from San Francisco to Las Vegas was even able to get off the ground. Neither of the men was injured and neither sought to pursue further police action, according to police, who said the men were still not allowed to rejoin the flight. One Google employee on the flight summed up the feelings of everyone on board on Twitter, writing, "On my first flight in 15 months, of course we were rerouted back to the gate because two passengers got into a physical altercation over elbow placement upon armrests."
If you, I feel like if you're three in a row and you're in the middle seat,
yeah,
you get armrest. You get to call the armrest.
You should, yes.
Either if you want positioning in the back of the armrest or in the front if you're leaning forward to read or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like the middle seat person should get the armrest.
You should get perks. If you lost that lottery and you are the middle seat person in between two strangers, then yes, you should be able to kind of call dibs on what you need to make yourself comfortable because you're already the most uncomfortable person in the row at that point.
Give somebody a break.
Yeah, please. Yeah.
And you didn't mention alcohol. Was there alcohol involved in here?
I mean, this was before the I mean, they might have done something in the terminal, I guess. This was before the flight even took off.
They're going to Vegas after all, right?
Right. So, who knows what happened in the airport bar before they got on board. You're probably right about that, but they did not mention it. The police did not mention that in the report.
Reckon it for everybody else on the flight.
Yes, exactly. Yep. Especially those who hadn't flown in a very long time. We're looking forward to a trip to Vegas. Let's go to Vegas.
A little weekend in Vegas.
Yeah,
but no, these guys got to do this.
Mm-hmm. And if people behaving badly is a sign of the times, so is this. In the red-hot housing market, even a house covered in urine and graffiti can fetch over $500,000. A brutally honest realtor is going viral for her listing, a Colorado home she describes as, quote, a little slice of hell. This 5-bedroom, 4-bathroom home listed by Mimi Foster in Colorado Springs is adorned with profanity spray painted throughout and, brace yourself, feces stuffed in drawers.
Jeez.
She says the prior tenant had a menagerie of animals and that the carpets are saturated with urine throughout the house. But even that might not be as daunting as the freezer in the basement that she says is full of meat and hasn't had electricity for over a year. The home's listed, Gordon, for $590,000. And if it sounds like paradise to you, you better act fast. Foster says she received 16 cash offers in the first 24 hours of it being on the market.
Wow.
I mean, and it doesn't even surprise me in the least. You know, I'm going through my own home search right now, and it doesn't even surprise me. Yep.
Wow.
You know, that's how tight it is out there right now.
$590,000 for a little slice of hell.
Yeah, you know what? They'll pay $100,000 to have someone come in and clean it, and it'll be just like new. At least that's what some people must be thinking.
I can't imagine what that would cost
to
do a house like that. Oh, man. Thanks, Mike.
This is a metaphor for your business's journey. Sometimes it feels like the course keeps changing right before your eyes. Whoa! And in order to maneuver it, you need an expert by your side. That's what Dell Technologies Advisors do. They have the tech solutions you need to help you get out in front and stay ahead of the game. Whew. For advice on solutions like XPS 13 laptops powered by Intel Evo platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
Thanks for being with us. Dogs will do anything for their owners, right? But that kind of loyalty can get them in trouble now that triple-digit temperatures are arriving in some areas. The Arizona Republic put together some do's and don'ts for taking care of your dog during the extreme heat. Number one, do walk your dog before or shortly after sunrise or long after sunset when temperatures dip into tolerable. Number two, don't walk your dog right after you finish work at 5 p.m. Number three, do test the pavement with your hand. Uncomfortably hot, perhaps even burning, your dog will feel the same. Number four, don't believe that a dog's pads are impervious to the heat. The fatty tissue provides some insulation, but it conducts heat more quickly than cold. And number five, do keep your dog inside as much as possible during the day. Too much time outdoors can lead to everything from sunburn to dehydration, if not heat exhaustion. 8 minutes now in front of the hour on this morning. Once again, here's Jennifer Koshenka.
And now, the three big things you need to know. Number one.
Historical records continue to be rewritten as extreme heat in the West threatens 40 million people. An unseasonably hot air mass has spurred highs to rise into the 90s and triple digits across much of the West this week, smashing records in Wyoming, Utah, Arizona, and Southern California. Death Valley, already the holder of the hottest record on Earth with a reading of 134 degrees in 1913, established a new daily record of 125 on Wednesday.
Number two.
The U.S. is devoting $3.2 billion to speed development of antiviral pills to treat COVID-19 and other dangerous viruses that could turn into pandemics. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease expert, says the new program will invest in accelerating things that are already in progress for COVID, but also would work to come up with treatments for other viruses.
Vaccines clearly remain the centerpiece of our arsenal against COVID-19. However, antivirals can and are an important complement to existing vaccines.
Several companies, including Merck, Pfizer, Roche, and AstraZeneca, are testing antiviral pills.
Number three.
Three people are dead and two remain missing after a group floating down a North Carolina river on inflatable tubes went over a dam. Kevin Southard of Rockingham County Sheriff's Department says a group of nine tubing on the Dan River went over a dam in Eden on Wednesday evening.
They were all tied together, but at one point, several of the tubes came apart and floated over the dam.
Four people were rescued. The Supreme Court has unanimously sided with a Catholic foster care agency that says its religious views prevent it from working with same-sex couples as foster parents. The justices said the city of Philadelphia wrongly limited its relationship with the group as a result of the agency's policy. Attorney Lori Windham argued the case on behalf of the agency.
I think this is a huge win for religious social service providers across the nation. What the Supreme Court said is, hey, they have been doing great work for decades, centuries in some cases.
The justices ruled the city violated the First Amendment. Home prices are shooting higher, so are rental prices. As of May, Realtor.com says the median national rent reached $1,527, up 5.5% compared to a year ago. The area facing the fastest price increase, Riverside, California, where rent reached $2,020 in May. Rent also surged more than 15% in Memphis, Tampa, Phoenix, and Sacramento.
You can't get a break anywhere, it seems. Thanks, Jen.
Innovation. Resilience, agility. It's how Michigan businesses work together and continue to build the future. Our expertise, talented workforce, and collaborative environment are making a difference now and shaping the future. Join us and make your mark where it matters. Visit michiganbusiness.org/radio to put your plans in motion. That's michiganbusiness.org/radio.
So Seneca Kruger is a dog lover who works as a psychotherapist and an animal volunteer in St. Paul, Minnesota. She specializes in helping rescue dogs and fostering them till they can find forever homes. But none of them have touched her heart like a dog named Zelda, a six-year-old German shepherd mix with extreme anxiety. Ms. Kruger helped Zelda out of her shell and found her an adoptive family. But Zelda didn't really approve. A blog called Paws Planet says, 2 months after finding the forever family, Ms. Kruger got word Zelda had been seen in Minneapolis. She came to confirm and realized Zelda was trying to return to her. The dog walked 40 miles over 97 days to find her way back to her foster mom. The family who adopted the dog was touched by the story, so they agreed to let Ms. Kruger keep Zelda, and the adoption is now official. For Jennifer Koshenka, I'm Gordon Deal. Thanks for listening to This Morning, America's First News. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. Fortunately, Geico makes it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. It's a good thing, too, because having a home is hard work. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. Geico.com. Easy.